In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. By and large, the first 30 years of our Lord's life were simple ones in which his mother and foster father made ordinary sacrifices for his well-being day after day. The Holy Family prayed together to the Lord as a devout family and took the steps necessary to care for one another. When St. Joseph died, Our Lady and her son carried on alone. Yet no matter what God the Father asked of them, they prayed and acted together according to the Father's will and not their own. We all know that our world is troubled in many ways, the church is troubled in many ways, and yet while things should concern us and urge us on to greater prayer and fasting, we should not dwell on them. The solution begins with strengthening the treasure of the family, which builds up in turn the church, our country, and our world. The family is a treasure when it's based upon our Heavenly Father's home, when God is at its center. The home is holy when the life of the family is rooted in holiness, especially our participation in Holy Mass. We could even say that these two, family life and the sacrifice of the Mass, mirror each other. There's a professor of patristics who points out that the four principal ends of the Mass are also the four most important things to teach our children and for everyone in the family to carry out. Holy Mass is offered for the ends of adoration, thanksgiving, petition, and satisfaction or reparation. Within the domestic church, the family, these four are reflected in the most important words we speak: I love you, thank you, please, and I'm sorry. The Holy Eucharist strengthens us to speak these words in our homes. Nearly 15 years ago, I attended the wedding of one of my oldest friends with whom I'd also spent some time in the seminary. During the sermon, the pastor of our home parish had a beautiful way of incorporating that aspect of my friend's personal history. Father told him that while he was no longer destined for the ministerial priesthood, he was now the high priest of his domestic church, which of course was to be his home and his family. As the priest makes an offering of himself on behalf of his flock and the whole world, every husband and father is called to do so for the sake of his family. This is the Holy Mass being lived in the world. St. Paul puts this so beautifully when he speaks of marriage as the image of Christ and the church. Christ loved the church, he tells the Ephesians, and gave himself up for her that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. And as the Father makes those daily sacrifices, the domestic church is built up, which in turn builds up the universal church. It is then that his family too can and must become a holy family, a school of the Lord's service, in the words of St. Benedict. The home is the domestic church, the seedbed, the seminary, as it were, of discipleship, where to live in peace a person must learn how to be humble and to serve the needs of others. These are the same virtues which make a person a good citizen and a true follower of the Lord Jesus. As we prepare to offer the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, pray that his grace will strengthen you to know and to love and to embrace the state and life to which God has called you, and that our families will keep the Holy Mass at the center of their domestic church, that others might see the Holy Family in them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.